How to Train Your Dragon.
Ha 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 ha!
Snotlout was laughing so hard that he hadn't managed to say anything at all. The boys were hanging about the village gates, taking the opportunity to show off the dragons that they had caught. Hiccup had tried to walk through without being noticed, but Snotlout had stopped him.
"Let's see what pathetic creature Hiccup has got," said Snotlout, and took off the lid.
"Oh, this is brilliant. Look at it," said Snotlout when he finally got his breath back from laughing.
"What is it, Hiccup? An ickle brown bunny rabbit with wings? A flower fairy? A fluffy flying frog? Gather round, everybody, and see the magnificent animal that our future leader has caught himself." "Oh, Hiccup, you are useless," crowed Speedy Fist. "You're the son of a chief, for Thor's sake. Why didn't you get one of those new monstrous nightmares with a 6-foot wingspan and the extra extendable claws? They are really mean killers, they are."
"I have one," grinned Snotlout, gesturing to the terrifying-looking flame-red animal fast asleep in his basket. "I think I shall call her Fireworm."
"What are you going to call yours, Hiccup?"
"Sweetums? Sugar Lips? Babyface?"
Hiccup's dragon took this particular moment to give a huge yawn, opening his tiny mouth wide to reveal a flickering forked tongue, very pink gums, and absolutely no teeth at all. Snotlout laughed so hard Dog's Breath had to hold him upright.
"Toothless!" cried Snotlout. "Hiccup has found himself the only toothless dragon in the uncivilized world. This is too good. Hiccup the useless and his dragon toothless."
Fishlegs leapt to Hiccup's defence.
"Well, you're not allowed that monstrous nightmare that you've got there, Snotface Snotlout. Only the son of a chief is allowed a monstrous nightmare. That fireworm dragon is Hiccup's by right."
Snotlout's eyes narrowed. He grabbed Fishleg's arm and twisted it viciously behind his back.
"Nobody's listening to you, you plankton-hearted, fish-legged disaster area," sneered Snotlout. "Thanks to you and your snivelling, sneezing disability, that whole military operation was nearly a total disaster. When I'm chief of this tribe, the first thing I'm going to do is boot anybody with a pathetic allergy like yours straight out into exile. You're not fit to be a hooligan."
Fishlegs went very white in the face, but he still managed to gasp out,
"But you are not going to be chief of this tribe. Hiccup is going to be chief of this tribe."
Snotlout dropped Fishleg's arm and advanced menacingly on Hiccup.
"Oh, he is he?" jeered Snotlout. "So I'm not allowed that monstrous nightmare, am I? Our future leader is keeping very quiet about it, isn't he? Come on, Hiccup, I'm stealing your inheritance. What are you going to do about it then, eh?"
The boys all looked solemn. Snotlout really had broken an ancient Viking rule.
"Hiccup should challenge you for the dragon," said Fishleg slowly,
and everybody swivelled round to look expectantly at Hiccup.
"Oh, brilliant," muttered Hiccup under his breath. "Thank you, Fishlegs. My day just gets better and better."
Snotlout was a great brute of a boy who didn't really need Dog's Breath's help when it came to bashing people up. He wore specially constructed bronze-tipped sandals in order to cause maximum damage when kicking people. Hiccup tried to stay out of his way as much as he possibly could, but he couldn't ignore this insult to his status. Now Fishlegs had helpfully pointed it out, without looking like a coward in front of the other boys. And if you got known as a coward in the hooligan tribe, you might as well go the whole hog and wear a pale pink jerkin, take up playing the harp and change your name to Ermintrude.
"I challenge you, Snotface Snotlout, for the dragon Fireworm, who is mine by right," said Hiccup,
trying to hide his reluctance by speaking as loudly and formally as he could.
"I accept your challenge," said Snotlout super fast, grinning all over his horrid smug face. "Axes or fists?"
"Fists," said Hiccup, because axes were a really bad idea.
"I shall look forward to showing you how a real future hero fights," said Snotlout. And then he remembered something. "After the initiation thing on Thursday, though. I don't want to stub my toe or anything while I'm kicking you all around the village."
Hiccup might win,
Fishlegs pointed out.
Of course he won't win, boasted Snotlout. Look at my sporting ability, my Viking courage, my capacity for mindless violence. I shall win just as surely as I shall be chief of this tribe one day. I mean, look at my dragon and then look at his dragon. He pointed mockingly at Toothless. The gods have spoken. It's only a matter of time. In the meantime, Snotlout carried on, I shall live in fear of being gummed to death by Hiccup's terrifying Toothless Terrapin. And Snotlout sauntered off in a lordly fashion, giving Hiccup a nasty kick on the shins as he did so.
Sorry about the challenge, Fishlegs apologised, after they had left the baskets with the dragons in them under their beds at their homes.
Oh, don't worry about it, said Hiccup.
Somebody would have got me to do it anyway. You know how they all love a fight.
Fishlegs and Hiccup were going to the Great Hall to look for the book Gobber had recommended, How to Train Your Dragon, by Professor Yobbish.
As it happens, confided Hiccup, I know a bit about dragons already, but I haven't the foggiest clue how to start training one. I would have said they were virtually untrainable. I'm really looking forward to getting some tips.
The Great Hall was a hullabaloo of young barbarians fighting, yelling, and playing the popular Viking game of bashy ball, which was a very violent contact sport with lots of contact and very few rules. Hiccup and Fishlegs found the book tucked away in the fireplace, practically in the fire. Hiccup had never noticed it before. He opened the book. I have included a basic replica of How to Train Your Dragon by Professor Yobbish here, in order that you can share the experience with Hiccup of opening that book for the first time, full of hope and interest and expectation. You will have to imagine that the cover is unusually thick, with huge golden clasps, and that some scribe has covered it in elaborately fancy gilt lettering. It looks very inviting indeed.
How to Train Your Dragon by Professor Yobbish, B.A., M.A. Ons, Cantab, etc. Big Axe Books. 10th Anniversary Edition. Winner of the Best Book for Barbarians Gold Award. How would you train a dragon? Look inside for all the answers in Professor Yobbish's hugely entertaining and informative book. Follow his simple advice and you will soon be on your way to becoming the hero you've always wanted to be. Praise for How to Train Your Dragon. This book changed my life, Squidface the Terrible. A brilliant book, The Meathead Monthly. Nobody yells better than Professor Yobbish. This is a sensitive and well-researched book that contains all the information you need to turn your dragon into a pussycat, The Hooligan Observer. Yobbish is a genius, The Viking Times. Price, one small chicken, 20 oysters. This book is dedicated to Mummy, with love from your dearest Yob. Copyright Professor Yobbish, Dark Ages. The publishers, Big Axe Books, would like to point out that they take no responsibility whatsoever for any injuries that may occur as a result of any person or persons following the advice given in this book. Thank you for your attention. Page 1. Meathead Public Library. A note from the Hairy Scary Librarian. Please return this book on or before the last date stamped, or I will be very annoyed. I think you know what I mean. Do not remove this book or we will bash you. Page 2. About the author. Professor Yobbish, B.A., M.A. Ons, Cantab, etc., has spent many years in the wild observing dragons in their natural habitat. This book is the culmination of his research and it is the definitive textbook on the subject of these fascinating creatures. Professor Yobbish lives alone in a cave on the Isle of Doom. He is the author of Looking After Your Killer Whale and Sharks and Other Great Pets. He is currently writing a book about butterflies. Page 3. Chapter the First and Last. The golden rule of dragon training is to yell at it. The louder the better. The end.
That's it, said Hiccup furiously, turning the book upside down and shaking it, trying to see whether there was anything other than that single page of paper inside it.
Hiccup put the book down. His face was unusually grim.
Okay, Fishlegs, he said. Unless you are any better at yelling than I am, we're on our own.
We're going to have to work out our own method of dragon training.